This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. In Chicago, wrecking balls smash crumbling buildings as part of a massive overhaul of the city's public housing. A $1.5 billion plan includes tearing down many of the public housing high-rises to make room for a new park and upscale shops. The local YMCA, once a unifying factor in a diverse area of the city, feels its only chance for survival is to change with the neighborhood. NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
Day or night, there's bound to be a pickup game of basketball at the new city YMCA. There's a winner-take-all spirit as players jostle and jump, dunk, and run the floor in this old gymnasium.
Basketball.
Oh, good hustle.
For decades, the gym and the rest of this YMCA have been an island of integration in Chicago. On one side, the depressing high-rises of Cabrini Green loom over the complex. On the other side are the luxurious homes of the affluent Lincoln Park neighborhood. Despite the vast differences in wealth, culture, and color, the two communities blend comfortably at this YMCA.
For the most part, I can remember it has always been that way.
Cameron Nicholson grew up in Cabrini Green and first went to the new city Y 20 years ago when he and a friend wanted to do some spring training for high school football.
We said, we need to work out. And so we came to the Y and we were like, wow, you know. And we were surprised that to see the people from Lincoln Park, the people from Cabrini, you know, in this one building, you know, and fights didn't break out.
Today, Nicholson is the executive director of this YMCA, which he says is a fusion of health club, community center, and social service agency. And its diverse programs reflect those who use the facility. Yoga and fencing classes, self-sufficiency training, and affordable daycare for more than 100 preschoolers. But now the delicate balance at this YMCA is tipping. City planners have a new vision for this section of Chicago, long considered prime real estate. The high-rise buildings are being demolished, making way for a new park and upmarket shops. And as Cabrini Green is reduced to dust and former residents shift to other parts of the city, a more affluent population is moving in. Mary Jane Myers, a YMCA member, has lived in the area for more than a decade.
They've torn down everything in our neighborhood and they're putting up $600,000 condominiums, and it's all 27-year-olds, millionaires moving in, and it's, you know, you can't stand in the way of progress, I guess.
As the neighborhood changes, so too is this YMCA. Director Nicholson says the surrounding community dictates the services that the Y offers. And with an increasingly affluent membership, there will be less demand for GED classes and more for sophisticated training equipment.
It's going to change. It is going to change. And change is not always a bad thing. And we, the Y, must change with the community or close our doors.
Already, fewer people drop by for free hot showers on a Sunday morning. And the number of children using the Y school tutoring program has dropped from 400 to 130.
Your friend who usually does tutoring with you?
Allie.
She'd called today, and her student, Dominique.
Teresa Kennedy Patton says the older students still living at Cabrini Green worry what the future holds.
They have been asking myself, their tutors, some of our program people specifically, if we're going to be here when they move or if they move somewhere else. And they're real concerned about that relationship continuing, especially with their tutor.
Kennedy Patton says the tutoring programs will soon be expanded to include such things as music lessons. The Y will also open a 58,000-square-foot field house, complete with an NHL regulation-size ice rink, a new gym, and a Little League baseball field next door. They won't be finished until long after the last high-rise at Cabrini Green has come down. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Chicago.